And just for so little money.
Yeah, for $10 a year. It was $5 for a long time. And, but the insurance raised it up to $10. And so it was, I still stayed. We, if they call, we went right there. I planted 19 hails of tomatoes there. That's all I planted. I climbed the tomatoes. I fenced them up. I planted 19 hails, and I don't know how many bushels we get. We've had all in the world we want for our young. And then me and her does a lot of fishing, too. We right here on the railroad, and 400 yards of the railroad, and they got them big canals cut on both sides of the railroad. Made a fish lake showing up out of them. And me and her fish is on the railroad there all the time. And big fish down there too.
And what?
Perch, what? Cat, trout. We left here one day. And right at 12 o'clock, and one of the kids, that youngin' was in here a while ago, Minley, she was in the hospital, and she said, we going to the hospital to see and see Minley. I said, I'm going to fishing a while first. She said, well, you better go. I kept live bait all the time. I went around there and got that live bait. We drove down there to Glenmore and turned up to that, I call it Mossy Head. And I baited her a hook. I baited mine, sorted out first. And then baited her, and she walked up there. And when I got back to mine, my cork was gone. I shed down on him. I landed an 8-pound trout, put him out there. I looked down at her and she hollered at me. And her pole bent down. And I got down there to her. And she had one weighed 10¼ pounds on her line. And I hope I get him out. And I come back down there and got her a little cat and went back and put it on her pole. And come back there to bait mine. And she hollered at me again. She had another. And I went back to her and got that. Now he weighed 5 pounds. I said, we got all the fish we were. We got any use for. Let's go right now. And back here in 1 hour.
And you had three big trout.
Three big trout. And there's some down there that'll break a pole down like that. Oh, there's some motors down there.
In a playground or play area for children, what would you call the equipment that children play on when one child balances on the board against the weight of another? What is
jump board.
Jump board,
yeah.
And what would you call the lumber plank that's fixed at both ends so that the children jump up and down on? Is that the same thing to you?
Yeah, say have a big block or something over here and the board across it. One get on one end and the other end, and jump on it and throws him up and down.
All right. If one child sits on one end of a plank and they push their weight off against each other, both children sitting, what would you call that? They may use the same things.
I tell you, a jump board. The only jump board I ever knew of was, say, get to a fence, put a board through a fence crack or something like that, and make a riding horse out of a jump board. Put it on an open block, out open, and jump on it. Want to get on the end, one end, and he jump, and that's throw the other end up. And when he comes down, he'll hit the board, and then he'll throw that end up. That's what we call a jump board.
Jump, okay. Have you heard the expression seesaw? To the chili. Well, the jump board then is probably what? The same thing? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I call the same thing.
When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and make a seat on it, sometimes out of worn out car tires and so forth.
Yeah, we call that
you'd say the children are
swinging.